free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Belief in government and external authority is the belief in human slavery. But we need government, says the misguided and historically ignorant statist with such certainty. There is no moral legitimacy to government at all. Those who believe there is delude themselves and remain blinded by their own toxic worldview. They are unprincipled and they do not understand morality. This will always be a recipe for disaster. What do I mean by this? Surely government operates with the best interests of the people in mind, right? It's of the people, by the people, and for the people, right? We get to choose our representatives, right? If you believe that horseshit, you haven't been paying attention since the launching of the COVID wars, and you are historically illiterate. Even just a cursory examination of the last century alone reveals that government is always the problem. Governments are always the greatest mass murderers of people. Their uniformed, order-following thugs do the dirty work for them. They are used to fortify the very system that enslaves them and their countrymen, and the elites they blindly serve will throw them away like used-up cannon fodder. In just the 20th century alone, well over 100 million people were slaughtered by governments. Yay, communism! The mistake Americans have made is in the erroneous assumption that it can't happen here. Communism slash Zionism has successfully infiltrated and hijacked the halls of government, the media, the miseducation establishments, the film and music industries, and many other areas, and has infected them with its pernicious brand of social Marxism. With childlike naivete, people actually believe that governments would never kill their own people. If the COVID years did not convince people that governments all over Western society have gone to war against their own people, nothing will. What part of your government wants to kill you do they not understand? They could be on a boxcar headed to a gulag and convince themselves that it is in their best interest that Big Daddy State is protecting them. Belief in government is a belief that a particular class of people maintain the legal and moral right to rule over others through coercion, violence, duress, and murder, all the while robbing you blind through taxation to pay for it all. The theft of your labor pays for your imprisonment. How can anyone claim to be free in this situation? It's insanity. The level of doublethink required to maintain those two opposing views is beyond comprehension, but such is the level of mind control present within the vast majority. Your stolen labor also pays to bomb the living shit out of people all over the world and fund cocaine-addicted, money-laundering, fascist little tin-horn dictators to fight a proxy war against a pissed-off nuclear-armed superpower. And remember, before this degenerate reject was installed to be a chess piece for NATO, he was snorting coke and playing the piano with his penis. There's your stolen labor hard at work. As the great Roman philosopher Cicero once stated, never was a government that was not composed of liars, malefactors, and thieves. With the inception of the COVID wars, governments the world over showed their utter contempt for the people. Remember Emperor Von Cuomo of New York?
I don't really care what you think.
And get that vaccine in their arm.
Asshole, asshole, asshole.
What gave them the moral right to force businesses to close their doors? What gave them the right to force lockdowns and keep families separate? What gave them the right to determine which businesses were essential and which were not? What gave them the right to force employers to do their dirty work to mandate poisonous injections at the threat of hefty fines for non-compliance?
Vaccine.
They never had a right, legally or morally, to do any of this, but people's blind acquiescence and fear of the consequences of standing up against tyranny allowed them to get away with it. This is what the belief in authority gets you every time, enslavement. Oh, but not to worry. Another election year approaches, and if we simply choose another hand-picked figurehead, things will really change for the better this time. The last two so-called elections should have shown people beyond a doubt that the entire process is meaningless. Over 150 years ago, the American philosopher Lysander Spooner stated, quite rightly, "A man is no less a slave because he is allowed to choose a new master once in a term of years." And remember, a vote for the lesser of two evils is still a vote for evil, and in politics, scum rises to the top. Politicians and bureaucrats are nothing more than middle management, the buffer between the people and the true ruling class that operates behind the scenes through front organizations such as AIPAC, the UN and the Round Table Group, such as the Bilderbergers and the CFR, the World Economic Forum, the Fabian Society and its offshoots, and many other institutions that are used to enact the One World Order agenda. They're all just bought and paid for corporate puppet whores anyway. Americans have become apathetic, narcissistic, and completely oblivious to the wholesale destruction of their country. During the George Floyd peaceful riots and lootings, many agents of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Intimidation, in full regalia, got on their knees before members of the Marxist organization Black Lives Matter to show their support for the billions of dollars worth of damages caused all over the country by this organization. Where is their allegiance? With the people? You must be fucking joking. Soros-funded district attorneys all over the country in communist-run states are releasing violent criminals into the streets. Is this in the people's best interests? The government is funding the massive influx of illegal migrants, which increases the flow of human trafficking and hardcore drugs into the country. Is this in the people's best interests? Was shutting down small businesses over a fake pandemic in the best interests of the people?
COVID.
The scary thing is that there are brain-dead minions out there that believe it was. Governments operate in the interests of the oligarchs that line their bank accounts with blood money. They don't give a shit about you or your rights, and if people still haven't figured this out yet, with everything that has occurred over the past 3 years, then they will never figure it out, and they will go to their graves oblivious as imprisoned souls. The average American will work for 4 months out of the year just to pay their taxes. One-third of the year goes to raising the funds to pay protection fees to the fucking mafia. You know, taxation. They are extorted to finance the destruction of their own country. If they refuse to pay the extortion fees, they will be thrown in a cage to rot and quite possibly murdered. The IRS is the collection agency. They pay school taxes to have their children indoctrinated with cultural Marxism, communist dogma, and trans ideologies in the public brainwashing facilities. Is this in their best interests? Countless billions of their money is diverted to fascist dictators to start World War III. How does this benefit Americans? Again, Lysander Spooner, who was far ahead of his time, said, "If any man's money can be taken by a so-called government without his own personal consent, all his other rights are taken with it, for with his money the government can and will hire soldiers to stand over him, compel him to submit to its arbitrary will, and kill him if he resists. The militarized police we have in this country is the standing army that people like Thomas Jefferson warned about. They serve the state, not the people. They've grown increasingly violent over the years, and the push to remove firearms from decent people has increased exponentially as well. Let's see. Wide open borders with no criminal background checks, the releasing of violent criminals onto the streets, the disarming of law-abiding people, the sexual grooming of kids using your tax dollars to do so, and this list could go on and on. Does any of this benefit the people? No. It benefits those who wish to destroy your country and enslave your children. People still delude themselves into thinking that there is a political solution to these problems that we face. I'm afraid there isn't, because it's not a political problem that we face. It's a moral problem. Most people live within a mindset of moral relativism, believing that right and wrong are not objective, that we can just make it up as we go along. Well, the governments certainly operate this way as they impose their will upon the people. They stoke the fires of division, be it racial, sexual, or jackass versus pachyderm. And the useful idiots fall for it every single fucking time. We've got a demented, half-wit, career criminal, child-sniffing weirdo occupying the CEO position of corporate America. He doesn't know where he is half the time, and he just says the darndest things.
I got hairy legs.
God save the queen, man.
White supremacy. White supremacy. White supremacy.
God save the queen, man.
Asshole. Asshole. Asshole.
Placing that crusty old cadaver in the White House was a huge fuck you to the American people. It was an obvious coup, and the American people stood down and allowed it to occur. Where did I leave that cocaine?
I got hairy legs.
One major problem is that people still believe that voting for the other party will fix the problem. It won't, because government is the problem. Both parties serve the same corporate oligarchs, the same ruling class, the same Zionist Jewish bankers, not the people. Do you think creepy Uncle Joe serves American interests, or more likely, CCP and Israeli interests?
Jews.
People will abandon their principles at the first sign of perceived danger. We saw this happen during the scamdemic. They were willing to sacrifice their rights and freedom so readily for the false promise of safety and security. When you give up freedom for security promised to you by tyrants, what the fuck do you think the result will be? Principles are defined thusly: a basic truth, law, or assumption, a rule or standard, especially of good behavior, the collectivity of moral or ethical standards or judgments. It's unfortunate that so many do not operate with a sense of moral or ethical standards. That's the problem. Until we collectively align our perceptions with morality and universal law, we will forever be under the thumb of tyrants. Until humanity evolves past the need to be governed, we can never be free. It's impossible. Until humanity realizes that acting in accordance with the laws of nature is the only thing that will deliver them freedom, they will continue running around on the proverbial hamster wheel. Nothing changes because human consciousness doesn't change. People believe that governments have the right to take away their inalienable freedom granted to them by the Creator or by the very fact that they exist. They do not. This erroneous mentality is one of a perceptual slave. Believing one can be ruled over and still be free is a display of cognitive dissonance at its worst. The solution is probably far easier than people realize. Understanding objective morality, refusal to comply with tyranny, operating with a sense of true community, and aligning our perceptions with universal natural law would be a great start. We might simplify it like this. Don't cause harm. Don't commit fraud. Don't destroy property. And comport oneself like an honorable human being. We can break it down to two words. Don't trespass. Remember, no authority, no masters, no rulers above, and no slaves below.
I don't really care what you think.
And get that vaccine in their arm.
And get that
vaccine in their arm.
Asshole.
Vaccine.
Asshole. COVID.
Vaccine.
I got hairy legs.
God save the queen, man.
White supremacy.
Asshole.